I know in regard to coaching springtime sports in Minnesota, Coach, there's all kinds of challenges usually, whether it's weather, it can be a blizzard, it can be a tornado, it can be rain, it can be a thunderstorm. Health-related issues come up, certainly injury-wise, but have you ever, as a player or a coach, experienced anything quite like this?
No, this is my 18th year as a head coach, and this is the first it's ever been postponed or been had any type of no contact ever, and it's been a challenge to say the least. So we're dealing with it, right? Not much we can do.
Yeah, how hard is that as a coach? You know, oftentimes I would think if there are things you need to talk to your players about, you say, hey, let's meet in the locker room, let's have a team meeting at the school, let's go down to the end of the field. Here, everyone's in a different spot. How are you able, if at all, to keep in contact with your players?
So for us, you know, technically our actual first day of contact was yesterday, March 30th. So up until, you know, yesterday, the impact was kind of minimal on our season. I couldn't have contact as far as coaching or anything like that besides my parent athlete coach meeting and organizational stuff to help start up the season until yesterday. So yesterday was just really surreal for the entire program because we, you know, it was absolutely beautiful out, and the first time in probably a couple of years, I can't remember the last time, it was 60 on like opening day, and we couldn't go do anything. You know, we couldn't be out there having tryouts or seeing the girls' faces that I haven't seen in a couple months. And, you know, that was what was really hard. Yesterday was just a very emotional day for me as a coach. And then I reached out to my captains, and especially my senior captains were having a really hard time with it. And that's who I'm most concerned about, is my captain, my seniors, and especially my senior captain.
In the short term here, obviously the hope would be that maybe the season can get started and resume at some point, before the summer gets here or before the summer ends. In the meantime, in terms of a plan, what is your plan of attack here, so to speak, to try to stay in touch with the players, maybe try to keep them, optimistic and training and everything else? Obviously, it's a new short-term norm for everybody. What is your plan at this point?
Yeah, so the captains and I talked yesterday, and our plan is we're going to do daily Flipgrid challenges. So Flipgrid is just this app that as a coach I can handle, and then I can send it out to the team and they can do different challenges. So like we did show me your best stick trick or show me your workout run, so that if we get cleared on May 4th, we're ready to tackle tryouts and get a team going, our team ready, and hit the ground running. We do Zoom meetings, we're doing virtual stuff. I've sent out workouts and individual things that they can work on to keep busy and active. Like I said, we're just starting because unlike baseball and softball, who had started a few weeks ago and then had their season stop suddenly, we don't have a varsity team yet. I know who's trying out, but I don't even know who's on my roster, and that's where it gets hard. So right now it's just about trying to keep all the players engaged for all three levels. We have a varsity, JV, and a B squad, and just keep them engaged and keep them moving, keep them active, keep them in shape, keep their sticks worked up, so that when we get that clearance, we're ready to go and hit the ground running.
Yeah, you mentioned the seniors especially, obviously impacted by this. This is, really in terms of the turmoil this may throw into their lives. This is their last crack at their senior season. How mentally do you think, as you mentioned, you're a little worried about them? I mean, young people always have stuff going through their lives that can create some chaos. So how mentally will you try to help them through some of this? And maybe not even just the seniors, maybe all of your student athletes.
Yeah, specifically my two senior captains, both, one of them's been on the varsity team since eighth grade and one's been on the team since ninth grade. So, and actually one of them's my nanny too for the summer. So like I have a really good relationship with both of them, and you know, all since the end of last season, we've been talking about this coming year, and you know, we've got some strong numbers coming back. And so I know they have put a lot of time and effort in the off season to get better. You know, they've signed their letters of intent, and they are just, we're just looking forward to this season. And because they brought that great attitude, it's trickled down through my underclassmen, my other seniors, and that's where it's like the whole program itself was just focused on, you know, getting off to a great start. We had a hard schedule, but like I said, we returned a lot of players. There was a lot of high expectations. And so that's where I've just been checking in to be like, okay, it's not a loss yet. You know, we're just postponed. You know, stay positive. Don't think about when, if this goes, you know, if we, this doesn't happen, what we lose. Think about, you know, what we're going to get from it and what's going to happen next, you know, what we're going to gain from it, the experience, and try to just see in that life, you know, life will go on, and, you know, this too shall pass. And then kind of think about it, you know, you and I know as adults that, you know, there's life after high school and there's life in college and life after that. But, you know, right now they're heavily focused on their senior season, graduating, and, you know, trying to be with their friends. And that's hard to lose. I mean, I loved it when I was a kid, and I'm sure you did too. So that's where I'm like checking in on them just to make sure they know that they will be okay if this does not happen the way we want it to. So.
Yeah, and I would think too with the seniors, it's, you know, you talk lacrosse and the heart and soul that they've poured into it. I mean, we're talking too, I mean, graduation commencements. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going through their mind that that most seniors have been able to go through, that they get this closure, so to speak, and so much in limbo for again, not just lacrosse players, but all these seniors at this time of year right now.
It's heartbreaking. I mean, I know Chan Athen just had their spring break last week, and they came back on Monday, and I know, you know, 85% of them had to cancel their spring break plans. I mean, senior year spring break is big, and any spring break is nice, and, you know, to not be able to go on your cruise or on your trip to Florida or Mexico, or I don't even know where they were going, but, you know, that's one big, you know, emotional letdown. Then the season's postponed, and then, you know, you hear about NCAA, you know, all their seasons were canceled. So if NCAA cancels lacrosse for the college girls, what is high school going to do for our high school girls? Like, you know, So they have been posing some really good questions in my conversations with them. And I'm just trying to, you know, like I said, try to remain positive with them, try to be optimistic, you know, give them things that they can control. You can control how hard, much, you know, stick handling you do at home. You control getting outside and going for a run, and like do the things you can control, and we'll, you know, the other things will work themselves out in some form or other.
Do you think they're mature? I mean, seniors are more mature than maybe freshmen, but do you think they understand, what's happening in regard to why they're having to make this sacrifice, and that they're not alone? As you mentioned, college athletes are going through it, and people that normally go to work that are adults are having to stay home and fight through things as well. But this is like a kind of the ultimate teamwork lesson, I suppose. If they say sports teaches life lessons, this is one they're certainly learning.
Yeah, I think they're, you know, it's kind of, I kind of look at it as like a sudden injury. You know, you get a sudden injury, like a knee injury, and, you know, things come crashing down right away, and, you know, you're having to emotionally deal with an injury, and then all of a sudden you can move on and be like, okay, rehab's going to come, I'm going to be back, I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to get to my next level. And, like, you know, that's kind of what, you know, it is. And, like, I think, like, to answer your question, like, do they realize it? I think they're starting to realize it. I think they know that this isn't, you know, 2 weeks ago, it's like, oh, it's just like a week. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh man, this is actually really happening. And, you know, we have till April 10th, but, you know, it could be longer, or then we have till May 4th, and it could, you know, that's just an estimate date. And I think that's starting to settle in each and every day this goes on. And each, you know, as things come up, I think it just registers, you know, that they're living through history, much like I was in, you know, my freshman year of college when 9/11 happened, and like that was registering then, and I think that's what's registering now for them too. Just major events in your life that you're like, wow, okay, this is going to be changed forever, and we'll see what happens.
Other coaches, I know you're part of the Coaches Association. Have you been able to, exchange ideas, thoughts? Just has there been some therapy sessions, so to speak, using air quotes, that you guys have been able to trade text messages or FaceTime or what have you?
Anna Bowlesby, who is the head coach at Bonneau St. Margaret's and our current president, is one of my dear, dear friends. And her and I have been in contact about this daily. And, you know, she's done a great job as our current president. She reached out to our Coach Association board right away and said, all right, let's start brainstorming some ideas, because ADs are, I know my ADs are meeting tomorrow and some have already met, are looking at ways to present to the MSHSL and to present to conferences on how to have a season with limited time and stuff like that. So we've reached out as board members, as coaching friends for years, and that's been that support, and then document going about our ideas of how we'd like to see the season take shape, or just ideas, and let the higher ups kind of make that decision. But either way, we're trying to contribute, and our number one focus is to give our seniors a season. Those are the ones that we are, you know, most concerned about, and across the whole state, and just give them something, give them a couple games, maybe some type of state tournament, a play day, anything. We just want to give them something. So it's been great to have the coaching connection and talking to them and sharing videos, sharing podcasts, and all that kind of stuff. So.
Very good, Rachel. We appreciate the time. I may check in with you here in a couple of weeks. Hopefully, we get some good news that this thing is settling down, and you guys can get out and hit the field here soon.
Yeah, absolutely. So, awesome. Thank you very much.